It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. Most people want to live as long as they can, but there's a caveat.
Nobody wants to live longer in a frail state. They want to have as much quality of life in their older years as they can get.
Jim Nelson studies aging at UT Health San Antonio's Barshop Institute, and Barshop is one of three sites that investigates potential anti-aging interventions for the National Institute on Aging's Interventions Testing Program. A recent review of two decades of ITB research has highlighted 13 medications that show a lot of promise and singled out a drug called rapamycin.
It has the biggest impact on longevity in both males and females.
Now, the fact that it works for both men and women is a very big deal.
The vast majority of the drugs only work in males. There are only two or three that work in females, and of those, two of them don't work as well in females.
This unanticipated discovery has sharpened Nelson's research focus.
With all the success of the intervention testing program, we've got one big problem, and that is to make these drugs equally effective in females as in males.
And when Nelson considers everything researchers have learned in the 50 years he's been studying aging, he has no doubt that it won't be another 50 before they figure out the answer or answers to this question, too. That's Science and Medicine from the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.